Miles Coach Avers with us. Miles, always great to see you.
Oh, good to see you guys today.
So spring ball getting ready to wrap up. Got the spring game on Friday over at Stoker Stadium. And give us kind of your impressions of what you've seen from your guys throughout the course of the morning practices, spring ball. A lot of movement on your roster, obviously, like everybody with the transfer portal, but also a lot of new guys coming in that you recruited as well. And you'll see a lot of those high school players, of course, when fall ball rolls around. But give us kind of a feeling of what you've seen from your team. We'll start offensively, what you've seen from the Mavericks during the springtime.
Well, this has been a really fun and competitive spring. So by far the most competitive that we've had since I've been here. So it's fun watching these guys being able to go out and compete. And we had to kind of forge a new identity. We knew in order to get where we want to go, it starts up front. And we're finally at that spot where we had some competitive depth this spring, and guys are pushing and fighting for starting spots. And it's all the way across the board, and, you know, a big growth in the offensive line as we look at it. And a lot of that contributes to those guys playing a lot of snaps last year. We had a lot of young guys play as true freshmen, and so it's been fun watching those guys kind of mold their identity and be able to get after it. And then bringing in some quarterbacks has added some great competition in the quarterback room. And when you have that, I think everybody's kind of on high alert, and they're pushing themselves every single day. So it's been fun to watch. And then I think a group that's been really exciting as we've gone through it, the running back room. Those guys are coming and with a little bit different style and mindset each day that they know they're going to be dependent on to be able to get critical yardage and just identifying what we need to do and being able to protect the ball and doing some things with those guys. They've kind of really driven this thing home, so it's been fun watching them.
Let's start with the quarterbacks. Of course, Gavin Herberg played the bulk of the snaps last year. Leslie Richardson also saw some time there as well. Kind of take us through what you've seen from your quarterbacks during the spring.
Yeah, you know what? The growth in Leslie has been huge. Just now having him here in the program for 2 years and watching him just kind of fine-tune and develop all the tools that he has. He's a very talented guy. And he's surprised a lot of us this spring. He last Saturday had a big run of 70 yards, and so when you get a big body moving that way and other guys bouncing off of him, you got to wrap up. And so he's not only done it with his arm, which we know he can make all the throws, but also with his feet. He's made some great reads, and he just became much more well-rounded this spring, so it's been fun watching him. And that comes with that competition in the room, and we brought in Liu from San Diego State, a kid that's out of Utah, won a state championship, was on the roster over there at San Diego State for the past couple years, and found a home here at Mesa with us. And he's just brought in a professionalism. You know, he's very fine-tuned in what he does, understands how it's supposed to all come together. So he's kind of been leading that group in a different way, which has been fun to watch. Then also Cole Hansen came in from Minot State. Cole was a Arapahoe kid that won a lot of football games, started from sophomore, junior, senior season over there, and he just came in and competed every single day. And then the development of Brock Bider, a guy that just, for whatever, he is a gamer, man. He gets after it. He might be a little bit wiry, skinny. Whenever you think he can't do it, he finds a way to get it done. And the guys really rally around Brock. So it's been fun watching those guys. And then, we've had the addition of Tyler Harms came in at mid-year. So coming up from Durango and being able to get some quality reps is just going to help his development as we continue forward here.
Had a chance to watch him play against Palisade, athletic quarterback, really good in the run game, and obviously I think still has some room to grow in terms of being a passer. But I think he's a really talented young player. Maybe not this year, but down the road that could really develop for you.
And sometimes those guys come in early and they're kind of like fish out of water. But he's been calm, cool, collected. He's done a great job of taking advantage of the opportunities that he's got this spring. And it hasn't been too big for him, so it's been fun watching him compete.
We're talking with Miles Coach Aver, Colorado Mesa football coach. Spring game is this Friday, and we'll dive into that more coming up in just a few minutes. You mentioned the running back room. Give me some of your thoughts about you like the competition. You like what you're seeing, some different styles in terms of the backs that you have this year. Give us maybe a highlight of a couple of guys that have really stood out so far for you, Miles.
Well, and we've been pressing as a team to find our leaders. And, I think that's kind of developed in that running back room. Unfortunately, we lost one that I was expecting big things from this coming year. Got a little bit of playing time last year, and Ian Dexter Fortunately, we got to get his knee checked out and find out exactly what's wrong with him. And, you know, my gut kind of got sick on Saturday and came down awkwardly on the turf. And it happens, so, you know, we got to kind of move forward. But that room and Sean Kidd has done a great job in just leading every day, not only on the field, but in the weight room, in the classroom. He's doing a great job in everything that he does. He brings a lot of energy, and he's just kind of leading the tempo and the pace of that room. And then got a couple explosive guys that can really take the top off, and Brandon Belgrave and Miles Newell. So when those guys have got a hold, they've been able to take advantage of it and shoot through there, and then everybody's chasing after them. So you like to see that on the offensive side when you got some guys that can create some explosive plays.
Flip it over to the other side of the ball, your area of expertise, your forte. What's the defense look like for the Mavericks this year? You talked about building the offensive line. How's the front for the Mavericks shaping up?
Well, you look at where we were at last year, and we had some film on. We were comparing some calls and some things that we were doing. And, you know, we're looking at a defensive front that last year that probably averaged about 220 pounds across the board. And just the growth that those guys have had in just 6 months. Now, this spring, now they're going from 220 to 250 to 260, and we're growing. We're getting bigger. And then just like the O-line, those guys had a lot of experience. And it starts up front. We've got to be physical. We've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage, put pressure on the quarterback. Those guys have taken great onus in it to come out and get it done and get better every single day. And, again, another group where we've had some depth now, that where those guys are really competing and they can feel the pressure each and every day. And I think that starts to really sharpen us up as we go. So it's been fun to watch that. And then you got a pretty experienced secondary. You got four guys that come back that took the majority of the reps last year, and they continue to grow. And we're nowhere where we need to be, but the growth has been instrumental as those guys now start to understand it, can put us in the right spot, put us right coverage, do all those things, because they've seen a lot of football and they've played a lot of football. And then I think we got some exciting linebackers that really run well, and that can help us really stretch the field and not let it get vertical on us.
And then a player like Cash Bradley, as you mentioned, in that secondary, a lot of experience, started as a freshman. Also, big factor in your return game as well.
He is, man. He's done nothing but great things since he's been here. And he's a guy you don't hear from every day. He's just quiet, goes to work. And then, you know, Jakari's really stepped up in a leadership role on the other side. And another guy that I'm looking forward to being able to get him back in the return game this year and show off some of the stuff that he's able to do. I think he's at that point now. And then you return a guy like Jason Tome at safety. Yep. And Tommy, you know, he had an opportunity and I think kind of got shunned a little bit and didn't get freshman of the year. When you look at a guy that had 5-6 interceptions, started every game, you know.
One of the top interception guys in D2 football, not just in the RMAC, but in the entire country.
Exactly. And so I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder and he's flying around and doing a great job leading back there. And then also, you know, you get back a guy like Sway Lee Bon Shangolo that has played a lot of football. We got to keep him on the field. He's developed a target for the refs here. So playing smart football has been our focus with Sway throughout this spring.
Going back to the offensive side, Tom Thanell going back to the front range to coach at Bear Creek again, and Tom did a great job while he was here. Of course, Trevor Wickery was the run game coordinator, part of that that duo with Tom. Tom was the pass game coordinator, Trevor organizing the run game. Now that Tom is gone, how does that situation work now with the offensive coordinator position? With Trevor taking over that whole job, how does that work now? How's that impacted maybe what you do offensively?
Yeah, you know, we knew what we had to do when we came in, so it didn't really change our path whether Tom was here or not. Tom did a great job of putting some things in place that we could build on and continue to develop as an offense. And then it's added a load to Trev, but he's stepped up, man. He loves football and he's just kind of bought it, and he's excited for this opportunity. And then it's expanded the roles of the offense. We move Anthony Hill back over to quarterbacks, a position he's coached before, a position that he's played at the highest level. So it's been fun to watch him, you know, kind of sparked a new excitement for him. And, you know, then we got to get more out of Coach Holmes each and every day. And that's he loves it and embraces that, to be able to go and get after those receivers. So and Mason Schultz, a young coach working with the tight ends, it's expanded his role. And then John Schultz has been with us, a longtime coach over at Grandview High School. And, you know, we're just lucky that we have him as a resource day in and day out, a guy that loves football and loves just watching these guys develop, and he's added great value to that offensive side of the ball.
So the spring game is Friday at Stoker, 4 o'clock. Give us kind of the details of what people can expect when they go over to watch the Mavericks get a preview of the 2024 season.
Well, same as I told these guys as we finished up this morning, man, we got the majority of our work has been done. We've got a non-padded practice left on Thursday, and then we'll go over Friday and have one last opportunity to just kind of put a cap on spring ball. More of a celebration. These guys have put in a lot of work, not just in these 15 practices, but since the time that we got done in November. It started right away. These guys had a mindset of where they want to go, and I feel they're really working to get to that championship level football that we're just straining for every single day. And that's what's been fun. So now let's have a celebration. Let's go out, showcase what we've been working on this spring. Opportunity to get together and just go over to the stadium and have some fun. And then kind of cap that off with a reverse tailgate party. So that's kind of the deal, to be able to bring back some alumni. We'll bring up the new freshmen that are coming and just kind of get everybody together and, you know, celebrate the work that these guys have put in this offseason.
So for the public, the scrimmage is free. Give us kind of the sense of that tailgate, that reverse tailgate party, how that's going to work.
Yeah, so the as we go, scrimmage is free. We'll be starting right at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be nice and hot, be able to get after it over at the stadium. So everybody's welcome. Come over, check these guys out, all the hard work that they've put in. And then directly following that, so roughly 6 o'clock, we'll have a tailgate already ready to go over there. And that'll be $50 a head to be able to come in, get a plate of barbecue. Lucky to have the great support that we do here in the community. Mike over at Rib City is doing it up. He's smoking all the ribs, taking care of that for me. Jay over at Fisher's Meat Market is doing all the pork butts. And then we'll have hamburger or hot dogs as well, so you can kind of pick your plate. But we've got to raise some money. We've got a big trip coming up this year. We've got to be able to fly and charter over to Texas A&M Kingsville. So we want to start the season off right, treat these guys to what they deserve. And so all those proceeds will go to that flight,
right,
making sure that we can get down there and we're doing things right.
All right. So once again, that starts 4 o'clock on Friday, the reverse tailgate party at 6 o'clock. I'm imagining what, over the Lincoln Park Barn, that area, or where is it going to be?
Yeah, Miles? We'll have that fenced off a little bit, so we'll have the barn open. We'll have some, Phil over at Central Distributing doing a great job, and we'll have a beer garden kind of set up over there on the backside of the barn. We'll have some bags. We'll have some tailgate games going in the right there in front of the barn. So we'll have that fenced off. We'll have some silent auction items, just some stuff to kind of celebrate. And then we'll also do some announcement of captains coming out of spring. We'll have some of the players talk and coaches on each side of the ball just to kind of give you a rundown of where the team's at. So it should be a fun event. Looking forward to seeing a lot of faces and support throughout the Valley.
All right, so once again, that is Friday night. It's going to be 4 o'clock. And the reverse tailgate party at 6 o'clock, $50 for that, by the way, to get some great barbecue or a burger or a dog. And, of course, like you said, you're raising money for that trip to Kingsville coming up to open up the season for the 2024 campaign. But, once again, that's this Friday, 4 o'clock, over at Stoker Stadium. The scrimmage is free to attend, by the way. So make sure you get over there and enjoy it coming up on Friday. So I guess, Miles, just kind of wrap things up here. It's now, 3 years you've been here back in Grand Junction coaching the Mavs. Just kind of some thoughts as you now are into a third season coaching CMU.
Oh, you know how to kind of sit back and reflect the other day of just where we're at and the growth that we've had. So it's been awesome, man. I think it's kind of starting to really come to the forefront, come to light, watching these guys develop, not only on the field but off the field. These guys have bought in to being better men and watching them grow each and every day. And, you know, we haven't took a lot of shortcuts. We have some transfer guys that have came in, but we've been developing players day in and day out. And Coach Linscombe's done a great job in the weight room. And then these guys getting involved in community service throughout has just been awesome. And, you know, we'll have that same day or Thursday, actually, day before, these guys will be over and they'll be teaching a class over at Nisley Elementary. And so just watching them continue to grow and everything that they do has been awesome.